Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee discusses local level election and nomination of candidates. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia assures of timely, free and fair election. Nepal Civil Aviation Authority prepares for round-the-clock flight services from international airports from 29th of May. And Russia warns of consequences if the US continues to provide additional ammunition to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress leaders have stressed the need-based electoral alliance in the upcoming local-level election. In a Central Performance Committee meeting held at party headquarters in Sanipat today, the Nepali Congress leaders focused on forging an electoral alliance only after evaluating the local situation. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakasaran Mahat said that the decision of forging alliances in the metropolises and sub-metropolises would be taken by the centre, while other local level could forge alliances based on the local situations. Spokesperson Dr. Mahat clarified that there would not be alliances with the main opposition party, CPN-UML. CPN Mass Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the ruling coalition will continue the electoral alliance in local, provincial and federal elections. Addressing a program in Nawalpur today, Chairman Prachanda said the forces working against the present constitution had been putting efforts to end the republic. He further added people needed to be informed about the efforts. Chairman Prachanda also said the election for the Mao Center was not only an election but a war. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal has said his party will forge an electoral alliance with parties having a common understanding. Addressing a program in Kapilbastu today, Chair Nepal said his party would face the local level election. Alone if there was no alliances in the election. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has assured a free and fair local body election on the stipulated date. At a media orientation program on the local election 2079 Bikram Samath held at Janakpur Dham today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia asserted that the country might witness catastrophe if preset election date was changed under any circumstances. He also claimed that the elections to the House of Representatives, Province Assembly, President, Vice President would also be held following the local level election. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Naren Khadka has said that the Japanese government's assistance to Nepal is very important for the development of the country. Addressing the 48th anniversary of the JICA Alumni Association of Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Dr. Khadka commended the Japanese government's unconditional support to Nepal. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Khadka further said Nepal should learn a lot from Japan's development efforts. He also urged the Nepalese returning from Japan to utilize their knowledge and skills learnt in Japan for the greater good of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal Civil Aviation Authority says the international airports in the country will be brought into operation round the clock from the 29th of May, considering the increasing flow of passengers. CAN Director General Pradeep Adhikari said CAN released a plan to provide 24-hour service from the Tribhuvan International Airport after the frequent directions of Tourism Minister Prem Bahadur Ale. The authority says the Vairahava-based Gautam Buddha International Airport and the under-construction Pokhara Regional International Airport will also come into operation round the clock. Likewise, domestic airports are said to come into operation till midnight. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines is conducting a direct flight from Kathmandu to Riyadh of Saudi Arabia from the 22nd of April. Executive Chairperson of Nepal Airlines, Yuvraj Adhikari, said conducting direct flights to Saudi Arabia is a matter of pride for the Nepal Airlines. He said, "The additional destinations would be explored and services would be expanded gradually. There will be two Kathmandu-Riyadh Kathmandu flight in a week." According to Nepal Airlines spokesperson Archana Kharka, for now, per one-way flight cost 37,000 rupees. Leaders of major political parties have pledged to prioritize issues and concerns related to children and child rights in their manifesto for the upcoming local-level election. At a political discourse organized by the children at Jones Pish National Campaign in Kathmandu today, they assured to take concrete steps for implementation and protection of child rights ensured by the Constitution of Nepal. CPN UML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel said that his party had been championing the cause of child rights and called for declaring schools as a piece of zone since insurgency. Similarly, the ruling Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Jeevan Pariyar shared that they had been addressing many concerns related to children by holding discussions and consultations during the promulgation of the constitution. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center leader Shakti Bahadur Basnet spoke of the need for implementing child rights instead of confining child rights issues to sloganeering. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Russia has told the United States there will be unpredictable consequences if it refuses to stop sending weapons to Ukraine. The BBC quotes the Washington Post that Russia sent a diplomatic note to the Biden administration warning of the consequences. Meantime, Russia has stepped up airstrikes on Kyiv today, hitting another military factory a day after Moscow warned it would renew attack following 2 weeks of relative calm in the Ukrainian capital. Heavy police and military presence had been deployed around the factory the day after a military strike on a plant that produced a Neptune missile. Local officials say at least 2 civilians have been killed and 4 others wounded in Russian attack across Ukraine. 3 Chinese astronauts landed in northern China on Saturday after 183 days in space, ending the country's longest crewed space mission to date. State broadcaster CCTV said Zhai Jinggang, A Gong Fu and Wang Aping landed safely in a small capsule shortly before 1 a.m. Beijing time today. After being barred by the United States from participating in the International Space Station, China has spent the past 10 years developing technologies to build the Tiangong, the only space station other than our International Space Station. The incoming Shenzhou 14 is expected to be launched in the coming months. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, We have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress Central Performance Committee discusses local level election and nomination of candidates. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia assures of timely, free and fair election. Nepal Civil Aviation Authority prepares for round-the-clock flight services from international airports from 29th of May. And Rossa warns of consequences if US continues to provide additional ammunition to Ukraine. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.mp for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.